What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode, summer edition of Hardcore Rules. I know you've missed me. It's been a few months, and I'm not sure what happened. I guess life just kind of started moving forward, and I guess I took a break from the show for no particular reason other than I just wanted to do other things, which is kind of what I do. So I haven't been posting any new episodes, and today it is the 4th of July. So here I am, just relaxing on a Sunday afternoon, and I thought, why not put out an episode and let you guys enjoy the monotonous sounds of my voice. But anyway, so what to update you guys on? So last couple months, not much has been going on. Started a new business, so I'm working on that. I went to Hawaii, which was a awesome trip. Went to Waikiki, and I wasn't really super looking forward to it. Not that I didn't want to go, but I wanted to go, and I went 10 years, so check it out. I went 10 years ago, and I didn't really enjoy it that much. I didn't dislike it, but I wasn't in love with it because when I went 10 years ago, it was like super crowded. I almost felt like I was in Tokyo or New York City in the sense that it was almost like a crowded city with everybody just, shoulder to shoulder on the sidewalks and. And that was 10 years ago, so I thought, man, it's going to be even worse now. And I realize it's COVID, but it's one of the few places that's kind of open to tourism. And everybody I talked to in LA, literally every day, I was hearing about a friend or an acquaintance going to Hawaii. So I thought, man, it's going to be super crowded. And sure enough, I got there, and it wasn't. Shockingly, it was. I thought, 10 years later, it's going to be so crowded and worse. And quite the opposite. It was like the perfect amount of people. Plenty of room on the beach, but not vacant. Enough of the restaurants were open. Some of them had funny hours, but generally speaking, the restaurants were open. And one thing I wasn't a big fan of, although I noticed that the same thing here, is a lot of the restaurants had friggin' lineups. And I'm so sick and tired of lineups, man. You wouldn't believe it. Like even living in LA where I live, I don't know what's happened. I don't remember this before. I don't know if the city's just more crowded or people are going out more, but I go to Nordstrom Rack yesterday, 25-minute line just to buy one fucking thing. It's just insane. I am not. I'm really. I don't know. I'm kind of a. It's an oxymoron, or I don't know if oxymoron is the word, but it's a bit of a paradox because on one hand, I want to have access to stores and be close to things, shopping, restaurants, whatever. But on the flip side, I'm just over wasting my life standing in lines for shit. And all of the idiots you have to run into at these stores because they're pretty mindless. And I think to survive in LA and to thrive, you really have to live your life with blinders on because you can't worry about who's around you. Just let everybody, you can't be considerate of people. And I think that's why where I've always struggled in a big city because I'm naturally wired to be considerate of everybody around me. And it's impossible to be considerate of everybody around you when there are thousands of people around you all day. It's just impossible. You become this ping pong ball, or pinball, if you will, just bouncing around trying to accommodate everybody. And great example is this guy I should have been mad at yesterday. I was actually a little jealous of, so I went to the gas station, and of course, one thing I can't stand going to gas stations, which is why I have a plug-in hybrid car. So I go to the gas station maybe once a month, but yesterday ended up being that once a month. I had to go, and of course, I wasn't in a big rush, but I wanted to go get somewhere. And the gas station, like they all are, they're fucking crowded here where I live. And I finally find a pump, and there's a guy in front of me. And even though there's so many cars lined up to go into or to get gas, and I'm one of them right behind this guy, this older guy, probably Persian guy, I think. This old school and probably antique Mercedes or whatever. He finishes pumping gas. And despite all the cars waiting, what does he do after he's done pumping gas? He doesn't recognize that there's 20 other cars or whoever waiting behind him. He doesn't give a shit. I don't know if he doesn't notice or he just simply doesn't care because he's smart enough not to care. But after he proceeds to pump his gas, you'd think he would get in his car and move his car out of the way or leave the gas station, so somebody else could use the pump. No, he doesn't do that. Guess what he does? He literally goes get some napkins, or Kleenex, whatever you want to call them, tissues, and he now starts to proceed to walk around his car, wiping his car. Now, his car was already super clean, but he decided he wanted to walk around his car and just wipe various parts of it down right there at the pump instead of moving his fucking car out of the way. And a part of me wanted to, my initial gut reaction was to like get agitated of like, what the fuck's this asshole doing? Like, how inconsiderate can you be? But then I'm trying to reframe the way I look at things, and I thought, yeah, I'm jealous of this guy. I mean, I'd never want to look like him or be that fucking stupid, but I was jealous that he had the ability to just forget and be oblivious to everybody around him. And I think that's the way you have to be successful in a big city. You really just have to ignore everybody around you. Like, who cares what they want? I went to the mall afterwards, and there's another scenario where this lady in a BMW i3 was driving the wrong way down this really narrow parking aisle, and it was causing all sorts of havoc, because it's a narrow parking aisle that goes in one direction, and she was obviously going the wrong direction. Like, I don't know how stupid you can be. And here's what's beautiful about it: even when like it was causing chaos because she was heading the wrong direction and it was forcing cars to kind of like pull back into spots and doing the shit, instead of her figuring out a way to turn around, this bitch just keeps going. Because she wants to get her car to one of the charging stations. But instead of trying to figure out a way to turn her car around or reverse out to go the right direction to get to the charging station, she just keeps her car facing the wrong way, just like trying to force everybody else's hand to make them move their cars, even though she's in the wrong. And again, it was a situation where I had already parked, so I didn't really care. But I was just watching this thing go on, and I'm like, yeah, in a way, I envied them. I certainly didn't envy how stupid they were. I'll never envy that. But I envied that they could be so wrong and really not give a shit about the disruption and chaos they're causing. And that's how you're successful in a big city, frankly. You're successful by just fuck everybody else, fuck the world, and just taking care of yourself, no matter what it causes to anybody else. And I think that's why I've never really fit into these big cities. And so you have to be careful. So that was my day yesterday, but whatever. These are lessons to be learned. But yeah, anyways, back to Hawaii. So Hawaii was really good. Highly recommend right now, because right now what's happening, if you're familiar with Hawaii generally has a huge Asian population in terms of visitors. Like, I think I heard something like 40% of the tourists to Hawaii are from, Japan and Korea. And currently, because those countries aren't really people aren't leaving their countries, that's a huge component of missing tourism. So that's why it's actually pretty chill to go there now. So I highly recommend going to Hawaii before that, tourism opens back up, or pardon me, the Asian countries open back up to letting people out. I mean, people can leave, but I think it's just such a hassle to get back into their home countries that they're not bothering leaving. So Hawaii, pretty good. Not everything's open, like or it's things. Some things are restricted, like you couldn't go to Pearl Harbor and whatnot. But it was a good, peaceful trip. Stayed at the Hyatt and right on Waikiki Beach. Water, weather was great, and the food, of course, was fantastic. It wasn't as expensive as I remember. I think one of the reasons I didn't have a great time the first time is it just seemed like everything was like super duper expensive. And back then I was just starting out with my business, and I was very frugal with my money. I still am, but I was getting sticker shock back then, because I never knew when my next check was coming in. But now that things are kind of comfortable, it was a lot more peace. It was a lot more pleasant because I wasn't having sticker shock on the prices of meals. And frankly, I got kind of attuned to what things cost because LA's gotten expensive too. So great trip. I went to the Dole pineapple plantation. Went to a few places. I went to the North Shore, which I thought was the coolest place on earth. I mean, the vibe out there was so relaxed and so peaceful. It was almost like, I think one day I'm just gonna go by myself and spend a week there and just fucking relax and eat at food trucks and go paddle boarding, because that looked so cool. So Hawaii. Oh, and I saw Obama. So the Obamas are building this beautiful home right on the ocean. Not on North Shore, I don't think, but at least we passed by their place under construction, and it looks fucking incredible. So good for them. So that's it. Today's Sunday, like I said, the 4th, Independence Day. The temperature cooled down a lot today, which is nice. It's not, scorching hot outside, which it has been for the last week. Seriously, it's been like going into an oven. But since I talked to you guys last, the gyms have reopened, and so I've been going to the gym pretty religiously. I'm not busting my ass at the gym, lifting heavy, but I did develop a little bit of a layer of belly fat that I'd never had before. So I've been working on that, and I've been doing more dieting that I didn't do before. I mean, I'm always careful with what I eat, but now I'm like eating a lot lighter. I've cut out like sugar a lot more and fried foods. Not that I ate much of it to begin with, anyway. But I've done that, and I've started going to the sauna a lot. So after every workout, so I'll do about 20 minutes of cardio. I'll do some weights, and then before I leave, I'll do about 5 to 10 minutes in the sauna, just to sweat, open up the pores, and that's been, great. Like people have been asking me, have you lost weight? You've been working out. I'm a weird thing, and I'm a weird guy in the sense that my weight never changes. Like my body will always look different when I start working out, as anybody's would, but my weight never really changes. It just, I think, my upper body just doesn't look as thick. So anyway, so that's been going fine, and that's kind of what's been going on in my life. Not a hell of a lot, not a hell of a lot new, but I did want to touch base with you guys and chat a little bit since I had deprived you guys, my loyal listeners, of a new episode. So that's where we are. There's gonna be a big fireworks celebration today. I don't think I'm gonna go. I mean, I've seen enough fireworks in my life. I'm just gonna rest this weekend, and just not push myself to keep doing stuff. I have been getting some cabin fever. I am desperately looking for something to do, go travel somewhere. One of my friends has to drop his dad off somewhere, so at an airport in Mexico. So there's a small chance I may drive down to Tijuana with him next weekend, just to change the scenery. And one thing I have been doing recently is every weekend for the last month, I've been driving up to Thousand Oaks or Camarillo, just to get out of the city, the hubbub. And Woodland Hills, where I live, you'd never think 10 years ago is the city with hubbub. But dude, this place has fucking gotten so crowded in the last decade. I can't even explain it. Woodland Hills has gotten so busy. It's become more expensive. The real estate's become more expensive here than even in like Encino and Sherman Oaks, where it's a very developed business area. So that's where we're at. And I did see this really cool house yesterday. I went to look at a home up in West Hills. Beautiful home. I noticed house prices are kind of stabilizing a little bit. They've been going crazy for the last year. It looks like things are starting to flatten out a little bit. Inventories are getting a little better. Homes are sitting on market a little bit longer. I'm finally seeing some price cuts. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't think there's ever going to be a crash, at least not anytime soon. But at least things aren't, you don't have to fucking scramble for shit all the time. So, but I saw this really cool house up in West Hills, and it's good. It's part of this whole law of attraction thing, because if you want something, it's really important to, see yourself in these places, see yourself with that thing you want, climb into it. If your dream is some Ferrari, hey, go climb into one, picture yourself with it. Not that I'm promoting getting material things, but if you want them, fucking get them. So that's kind of it. More to come, but hope you guys have a relaxing weekend, and leave comments, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and I'll definitely jump back on the horse with trying to get these podcasts out for you. So take care, and enjoy some hot dogs and beer and whatever else you Americans like to consume. All right, thanks. Take it easy.